Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 61 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police say about 60 people were injured, many treated at hospitals, from yesterday's pickup truck ramming of spectators at a soccer victory parade in Liverpool, England. ABC's Ian Pannell's there.
This is still very much an active crime scene. Now, we've just had a press conference from the police where they say that the man who has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, of reckless driving, and also while driving under the influence of drugs. Now, charges still to be brought, and it's still an active investigation.
Wall Street major indexes surged after President Trump agreed to delay new tariffs on imports from Europe until July 9th. The head of the European Commission wants more time for negotiations. Police in Arkansas are told to be on the lookout for prison escapee Grant Hardy, a former police chief serving 30 years for murder and rape. This is ABC News. A challenging flight for some passengers flying from Tokyo to the U.S., a couple of them helping to restrain a fellow traveler who they say was trying to open an emergency exit door.
On a flight from Tokyo to Houston, two Marines helping the crew restrain a passenger who authorities say was trying to open an emergency exit door mid-flight. One of those hero Marines now speaking out to our ABC station in Houston, KTRK.
And I grabbed him and put him down. And then an older gentleman jumped up and helped me hold him down until the stewardess got us some zip ties so we could tie him up, and then we put him in his chair.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. You'll have to pay a little more to fly Southwest Airlines. Starting tomorrow, the airline will charge customers $35 for their first checked bag and $45 for a second one. Top-tier loyalty members and those who have a Southwest credit card are exempt. The airline announced in March that they would and the longtime bags fly free policy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Afternoon. It is a cloudy 61 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for lots of clouds, patchy drizzle and sprinkles possible with a high of 69. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light rain, a low of 51. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered light showers likely, a high of 68. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 51, it is a cloudy 61 degrees.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Good afternoon. It's 61 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A search for a missing boater on a Madison lake led to the discovery of another body. The body of a man was recovered from Lake Monona Friday night during recovery efforts for the boater who's been missing since a sailboat capsized on the lake earlier this month. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will perform additional testing to confirm the man's identity while the search for the missing boater continues. A juvenile was arrested following an armed robbery. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a call from an employee at a convenience store in Genoa Monday morning around 10. The caller reported that a male entered the store, pointed a firearm at the clerk, and demanded money. The employee complied and the male left without further incident. The caller provided the 911 dispatcher with a detailed description of the suspect who was last seen on foot. That information was provided to law enforcement, who, within approximately 5 minutes of the initial call, located a juvenile male, age 15, matching the description given by the caller. A firearm and money was located, and the teen was taken into custody. The teen was turned over to juvenile authorities and remains in custody at this time. The incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Assisting the Vernon County Sheriff's Office with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Vernon County Department of Human Services. Meritor nurses are officially on strike. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
About 1,000 of them are refusing to work after months of negotiation with the hospital. SEIU Wisconsin, the union representing Meritor nurses, has met with hospital officials more than 20 times this year. Union leaders say they're still not satisfied with accommodations in staffing, pay, and safety. Meritor leaders say they've made changes throughout the negotiation process and they've negotiated in good faith. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was there this morning as they kicked off the strike.
We know that this was a long game, and unfortunately, we are continuing to stand up and fight for what is right, the moral fiber of our society, those who care for the most vulnerable folks, our friends and neighbors and family members. You are on the front lines of that, and we are continuing to stand up to do what is right for our community.
Pam Reyes is the president of the union, and she's a nurse at Meritor.
We want to be very, very clear about something. Nurses have been sounding the alarm about staffing concerns, inadequate workplace safety, and burnout for months. But management has refused to act or even hear us. And we do not take this action lightly.
Now, Meritor is still operating with visiting nurses. Hospital spokesperson Nicole Amani says the traveling nurses were onboarded over the holiday weekend and are already at work here on day one of the strike. Amani says it was a successful morning and the hospital is ready to care for patients. The strike will continue at least through the rest of this week, with people on the picket lines 12 hours a day. This is the very first time Meritor nurses have gone on strike.
Governor Tony Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal workers. The job fairs were made available to federal workers impacted by the Trump administration's mass firings. 300 people participated in the job fairs that focused on 8 high-demand job sectors, ranging from healthcare and IT to law enforcement and engineering. The job fairs were part of several initiatives from the Evers administration to support fired federal workers, including a new online federal worker portal and other resources to connect people with available work. Evers has announced multiple lawsuits challenging the firings. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health adult trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame, and that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Cheyenne says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed. With the official closure of Northland College, local residents are expressing concerns over the economic future of the area. The school was listed as one of the area's major employers on the City of Ashland's website. Its closure will cost the region over 250 jobs and tens of millions in overall economic impact. In addition to the loss of jobs and revenue, area residents say they're concerned about the negative impacts the closure will have on their small businesses and their ability to attract people from different regions and backgrounds to Ashland. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expects to conclude the study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin are unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 4.4 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.3 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.59 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.13 a gallon today. The national average is up 3.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 43 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.48 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "While the national average didn't fall quite as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, it was still one of the most affordable since 2021, and when adjusted for inflation, among the cheapest in nearly a decade." He added, "As we move into the heart of summer, I believe we're likely to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as refinery maintenance wraps up. Don't expect the national average to rise above $3.30 per gallon, nor drop much below $3 for now. While refining issues on the West Coast are beginning to ease, several factors could still influence prices in the weeks ahead, including growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season." There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT last week said that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year. DOT officials said that people were walking or biking around the barricades over Memorial Day weekend and issued a reminder that it is illegal to cross a closed bridge. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. A man convicted of homicide and over a dozen other felonies in Juneau County is sentenced to life in prison. 48-year-old Donald Dahlberg was convicted of 15 total charges after prosecutors said he shot and killed Floyd Burdick near Nisida in January of 2024. Burdick's body and car were both found burned. Dahlberg's life sentence comes without the possibility of parole, according to online court records. Those same online records show Dahlberg has begun the filing process to appeal both the conviction and the life sentence. A single vehicle crash resulted in serious injuries Sunday afternoon. At approximately 3 o'clock, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a 911 call reporting the crash near the intersection of County Road O and Sylvan Glen Road in rural Stoddard in the town of Bergen. Don C. Zink, 90, of Stoddard, was traveling west on County Road O when he went off the roadway in a sharp curve to the right, struck the ditch, and came to rest in an open field. Serious injuries were suspected, and Zink was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. As of this morning, Don Zink remained in stable condition. It is a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Students from UW-Platteville recently competed at the ABC Construction Management Competition. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 62 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville ABC Construction Management Competition team showcased their talent by placing fourth overall in a national competition in Las Vegas that mirrors the challenges of real-world construction management. The four-person team put their leadership and project management skills to the test on a multi-phase construction project. The ABC National Student Chapter Network links local ABC chapters with colleges and universities offering construction management programs. It plays a vital role in building the construction industry's talent pipeline. Industry professionals observe the teams as they competed. To be a member of the team, students must go through an interview process and earn the opportunity to participate. Candidates are selected based on their knowledge and skills with interviews for the next team beginning this fall. UW-Platteville's construction management program consistently produces industry-ready professionals. Even though they impressed recruiters during the competition, each team member had already accepted full-time job offers. Construction is underway on County Highway O in Richland County. Construction started at Equity Auction Market and extends south to County Highway 00 and Santa Claus Lane. The road is closed to through traffic as construction will have significant impact to travel. Meese Construction will do their best to accommodate travel to businesses and people who live on this stretch of road. This will include working with Pine Valley Community Village to help leave constant access to the facility for visitors and staff. The competition, or the completion date, of this construction is set for October 31st. The American Red Cross is urging donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remains a critical priority. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. Two blood drives are being held today. The first is from now until 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy. And a fourth blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A summer resource fair will be held Wednesday. It will be a way for you to find out what is available to you and your family in the area throughout the summer. Marty Richards is the Greater Richland Area Tourism Director.
I've heard it before, and there's a couple of things. One is, there's nothing to do here. As a tourism guy, it drives me crazy. If you go out and look at our calendar, the calendar of events, there's always something unique to do. And in June especially, you know, I think the reason we're so event heavy in June is it kind of harkens back to June Dairy Days. And that's kind of how things evolved, that June's a busy month. You know, July is pretty busy. August, again, it's a little less hectic, but it's still busy. And so there's things to do. The other thing that I hear every now and then are, folks saying, boy, if I would have known about that, I would have gone and done that, or I didn't know about that. And so, we kind of came up with this concept of, how about if we have an event that just simply helps people come together, understand the different resources that are available to them throughout the summer of unique events, different experiences, and then even beyond that, being able to register for activities, and then also, just getting involved in the community, because there are events that we're going to talk about and things that they'll be able to see when they get there that they can volunteer for too and get involved in the community, and that makes us a stronger community the more people who are involved.
The Resource Fair will run from 3 to 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. Scott Gauld is the Richland Utilities Manager.
Living here for my whole life, there's a lot of events that I really don't know, because maybe it's just things that aren't my interest. But I guess where me and Jim and our customer appreciation days have worked good for the utility in October of an idea of, cooking out, just from the utility side, just supplying, a sandwich, a drink, and getting these organizations in one spot just to showcase them and just educate the public. We hear about, new people coming to the community and they maybe don't live here because of housing, but really, again, back to the utility, how do we grow this area? And it's an idea, I guess, that I come up with that we just need to educate and get folks that are newer to the area or that have been here more involved. There's a lot of community different organizations that if you don't have ties to, you might not know how to become part of it. If it's Fire, EMS, Lions, Kiwanis, whatever it is, there's a lot of opportunity and just trying to educate, I guess.
Anyone is welcome to attend the Summer Resource Fair at the Richland Center Community Center Wednesday from 3 to 6. You do not have to be a resident of Richland Center. Staff and representatives from various organizations will be on hand to answer your questions, and Richland Center City Utilities will be offering grilled hamburgers and brats. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed May 29th as 529 College Savings Plan Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation coincides with National 529 Day and encourages students and families to explore how saving with a 529 college savings plan can support a wide range of higher education and career training goals. The Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program offers two savings plans, EdVest 529, a direct sold plan, and Tomorrow Scholar, available through financial advisors and fee-only planners. Both offer competitive fees on a variety of investment portfolios, including target date options that automatically adjust asset allocation over time to become more conservative as a student nears college enrollment. The program has helped transform the lives of hundreds of thousands of students and families across Wisconsin who have received its benefits, which include tax-deductible contributions and tax-deferred growth. To celebrate National 529 Day, the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program is hosting a webinar, Saving for College and Career Training with EdVest 529, on Thursday, May 29th, from 11 to noon via Microsoft Teams. The webinar will cover the basics of 529 college savings plans, the many benefits of saving with EdVest 529, and how saving for future education expenses today can help avoid an over-reliance on student loans down the road. Register to attend or visit edvest.com/events for more information on upcoming webinars this summer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources application period for the 2025 elk hunt is open and continues through May 31st. Applicants are required to select a zone when applying. This year's elk quota for the Black River Elk Range will be for 4 antlered elk and 5 antlerless elk. The Clam Lake Elk Range quota will be 8 antlered elk with 50% available to Ojibwa hunters. For individuals who select Black River Elk Range during the application process, the first four randomly drawn applicants will receive an antlered harvest authorization. The next five applicants drawn will have the option to accept an antlerless authorization. If the applicant declines an antlerless authorization, another applicant will be drawn as a replacement until the five antlerless harvest authorizations are accepted. Any applicant who declines an antlerless authorization may still apply in the future. As a reminder, only Wisconsin residents can be issued an elk license, and only one authorization can be issued per person in their lifetime. Winners will be notified by early June. Wisconsin residents can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10. The DNR recommends that all applicants check and update their contact information to ensure contact with successful applicants. If selected in the drawing, an elk hunting license costs $49. Before obtaining an elk hunting license, all winners must participate in a Wisconsin Elk Hunter education course. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology, behavior, and scouting hunting techniques. For more information on the elk hunt, visit the DNR's elk hunting webpage. After more than a decade helping organize the Big Top Parade, an executive director of Circus World, Scott O'Donnell, will lead this year's event as Grand Marshal. Last fall, O'Donnell finished his second stint at Circus World, a state historic site located on the Ringling Brothers' original winter quarters in Baraboo. Working with the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce and a parade committee, O'Donnell helped recruit entries and set the parade order since his return in 2013. On June 14th, he'll ride in the parade as Grand Marshal. Each summer, the Ringling Brothers' hometown celebrates its circus heritage with an old-fashioned parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo. Upwards of 75 entries, from historic Circus World wagons to marching bands to community floats, are expected. Set for Flag Day, this year's parade will adopt a patriotic theme. The circus weekend will begin Thursday, June 12th, when Professor Stitch's original circus band performs at concerts on the square. It continues the next night as the theater presents Charlie Chaplin's 1928 feature, The Circus, accompanied by the Mighty Barton organ. The parade will step off at 11 on Saturday, June 14th, highlighting a weekend full of circus-themed fun in Baraboo. That night, the Al Ringling Theater will screen the 2003 Tim Burton film Big Fish, which featured O'Donnell's circus. O'Donnell will lead a talkback session after the movie. Watch for updates on the parade and related events at BigTopParade.com. It's 63 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while
while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok Wednesday from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Stittleberg is survived by her husband Gordon, three children, Mark and Sherry, Todd and Kathy, and Shannon, 22 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, an older brother, Donovan Santis, sisters-in-law, Gladys and Sandra Santis. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chad and Penny Clary. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far, we've just seen lots of cloud cover across the region, most of the rain staying back in parts of Iowa and Minnesota, but a few pockets of sprinkles and drizzle have been noted across Wisconsin. This weather system will still be with us through tomorrow. In fact, the better chance of rain for us locally will be late tonight and tomorrow. Could be up to a few tenths of an inch in some spots. Behind this weather maker, we'll see a little bit more sunshine by Thursday, and the daytime highs going up nicely late this week and into the weekend, feeling more like summer, and it could really get quite warm and humid early next week. There will be a few weak disturbances coming through just about every day from Thursday through Saturday, so we can't rule out one of those widely scattered showers or thunderstorms. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle or sprinkles, high temperature about 69 degrees, east and northeast wind at 4 to 8, cloudy tonight with areas of light rain, low 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered light showers likely, highs in the upper 60s with a northeast wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, some drizzle early, then partial clearing, low 49. Thursday, partly sunny and mild with a spotty shower possible for the afternoon, high about 73. Friday, partly sunny and warmer, chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, low 51 with a high near 79. On Saturday, mixed skies and mild, 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, low 51 with a high in the mid-70s. Sunday, lots of sunshine and warm, low 49, high 79. Monday, warmer yet with mostly sunny skies, low 56, high near 82 degrees. Enjoy yourself this afternoon. Again, a chance of a sprinkle or two, otherwise cloud cover, high at 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 51. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 65. The record high for this date was set in 2018 at 96 degrees. The record low, 33, was set in 1983. Last year's high was 29 with a low of... High was 54 with a low of 29. Sunset tonight will be at 8:31, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:27. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 2 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.22. Relative humidity is 63% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center. And one announcement, the Riverdale and Mineral Point softball game will start at 4:30 today instead of 5.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Eating your way to better health, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%.
Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. David Katz heads the Prevention Research Center at Yale University, and as he began his medical career in 1993, the American Medical Association released a report listing the 10 top causes of death in the U.S.
What captured my imagination is that the first three entries on the list of 10, tobacco, poor diet, and lack of physical activity, accounted for 80% of premature death and chronic disease.
Fast forward to today, says Katz.
Partly because we're smoking less, that's a good thing, but also partly because there's so much junk where food ought to be. Diet quality measured objectively is the single leading predictor variable for premature death from all causes in the United States today, full stop.
Katz says a 2023 study taken in Potsdam, Germany, compared the effects of smoking, eating, and physical activity. Those who were doing the right thing in all three categories, he says, were substantially healthier.
Over a multi-year span, these people had an 80% lesser incidence of all major chronic disease. And now imagine a world where 80% of that is gone from the world around us. That's what food as medicine can help achieve.
More tomorrow. You can also learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Early reaction to President Trump's reversal of the 50% European Union tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An Extension ag economist says the grain markets have responded to President Trump's decision to back away from a 50% tariff on the European Union. Ben Brown at the University of Missouri tells Brownfield.
These are two major economies that could, you know, really change the growth projections of the global economy. And if the global economy is slowing down, then that weakens consumption for high value products like beef, pork, other products that use corn and soybeans as an input in their production practice.
Brown says the EU is a buyer of U.S. corn and soybeans, but not in large quantities. He says geographical non-tariff barriers are the big focus for U.S. agriculture. Last week, President Trump threatened the EU with a 50% tariff starting June 1st because of the lack of progress in trade negotiations. Over the weekend, the president said he would return to July 9th as the end date for negotiations. The National Pork Producers Council calls parts of the Make America Healthy Again Commission report, quote, unsettling. Senior Director of Congressional Relations Matthew Grill says NPPC has concerns around the definition of ultra-processed foods.
We don't want to see nutrients-dense products like what our producers are putting on the shelves misclassified into an ultra-processed food definition that's really trying to capture something else, right? It's not the same to eat a sausage as it is to eat a chip or to eat anything else.
NPPC is calling on the Trump administration to ensure farmers have a seat at the table when discussions and decisions impacting their livelihoods are made. An ag economist says the continued slowdown in ag equipment purchases could be part of a larger trend in the ag economy. David Widmar with Ag Economic Insight says 2021 to 2023 were some of the strongest years in equipment purchasing, but that's changed.
We have this expansion of capital production, so then when the farm economy gets lean, producers trim that back and they switch to more repairs and they offset purchases with just holding on to that equipment longer. Some of that decline is expected within that cyclical nature.
Widmar says the ongoing uncertainty in the ag economy makes it difficult for farmers to make large capital investments. An outreach agronomist with the Illinois Soybean Association says farmers should be on the lookout for cutworms. Stephanie Porter says the timing of insect and crop development means some fields could be at risk.
Based on some of the catches across the state, this would be about the time where you could start to see some cutting of plants, especially corn, but also beans in the next couple weeks.
She tells brownfield areas with high weed pressure or fields with cover crops can be more prone to damage because the moths lay their eggs in the cover. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Burnham Lumber Company salutes beef farmers during May Beef Month with big savings. Save 6% on all Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers and accessories. Plus, get an additional $65 to $125 back in rebates on each qualifying Mirafont waterer purchased. May is also a great time to save on treated bunks. During May Beef Month, take $25 off any treated feed bunk or treated silage bunk and take $15 off any treated calf bunk. Contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today and save during May Beef Month.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a very quiet start to this holiday-shortened week. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Dress deals last week had a wide range from $354 to $370, mostly $360, which was $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South are marked at $219 to $220, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 700 pounds were tested, but a lower undertone was noted. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Heifers were unevenly steady throughout the week. The USDA says demand was good, with several buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 698 pounds, brought $340.50 to $360. Feeder steers, 800 to 841 pounds, brought $298.50 to $314. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 665 to 697 pounds, brought $306 to $323. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down $1.36 at $360.19. Select was 15 cents higher at $351.47. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors are slow to get started following that long holiday weekend. The market remains focused on demand, both on the global market and domestically. Global demand has remained relatively strong, and even more so following China's return to the purchasers list. The industry remains optimistic that domestic demand will see a boost with the return of summer grilling season, which could also provide some price support. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $95.58. It's $92.97 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and $95.89 at the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66, and pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.91 at $104.37. Bellies jumped nearly $7 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and hogs are higher, corn and cattle are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today, monitoring U.S. planting progress, expecting near-term delays in some areas, especially southern growing areas. There's also spillover from bean oil, which is up on biofuels demand expectations. July beans are up 2.5 at 1062 and 3/4. August is 2.25 higher at 1058 and a quarter. July bean meal's up 30 cents at 296.50, and July bean oil 17 higher at 49.52. Corn's down. It's watching U.S. planting and development weather with more rainfall in parts of the region over the next few days. That soil moisture is welcome, with the Corn Belt expected to see hotter, drier conditions next month. July corn's 1.5 lower at 4.58. September's down 4.75 at 4.33. And wheat's lower, as most forecasts have rain on tap for parts of the southern plains, Europe, and China. Winter wheat development and spring wheat planting conditions are mostly favorable. Picking up additional pressure from a higher move in the dollar, July Chicago wheat's 14.25 lower at 5.28 1/4. July Kansas City's down 14.5 at 5.24 1/4. July Minneapolis is down 10.5 at 5.96 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Box beef was mixed at midday, with choice lower and select firm. June live's down 92 at 214.87. August is 145 lower at 209. August feeders are down 255 at 297.82. September feeders are 255 lower at 296.80. And hogs are up on with a higher midday move in pork, a sharply higher midday move at that. June lean's up 47 at 98.80. July's 15 higher at 101.67. The Dow's up 650 points. Crude oil's lower. The dollar is up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The first Blue River Farmers Market of the season is set to open today at 4 p.m. It's the third year of the market, located on the north side of the park, adjacent to Northeast Street, County Highway T. Market hours today, 4 to 6:30 p.m. A large variety of items will be available for visitors. Fresh produce, sourdough breads and baked goods, candles, aromatherapy, alternative natural health care, crystals, Amish baked goods, fresh flowers, cotton candy, incense, jewelry, and more. Food trucks will be at the farmers market as well. Chappelle's Cuisine, along with their usual food offerings, will be featuring fresh squeezed lemonade. The Blue River Farmers Market, hosted by the Friends of Blue River, runs the second and fourth Tuesdays starting today through September 23rd. New vendors are always welcome. Vendors are free to attend market dates that fit their availability. There's no fee for vendors, but a donation to the Friends of Blue River would be appreciated. For more information, contact Kitty Bortz, 608-571-7178.
Preventing cross-contamination in the kitchen. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Cross-contamination can happen when harmful bacteria, think something like salmonella from a food item, like raw meat, poultry, or seafood, is transferred to another item. Meredith Carruthers is with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service.
Any raw meat and poultry has the potential to have bacteria that cause foodborne illness on them. And as we're preparing them and touching things and then moving about our kitchen or touching other items, that bacteria is then cross-contaminating or moving to those other places. And if we aren't paying attention and if we aren't cleaning behind ourselves to make sure that that bacteria has been removed, it's possible that that will continue to spread in ways that we aren't realizing. And then if that gets onto something that you then eat or consume later on, can get you sick. So keeping in mind that those items have bacteria on them or associated with them, right? And then paying attention to where those raw foods are, what is touching them, and then what you're touching or where that's going afterwards.
To prevent cross-contamination, it's best to separate raw and cooked foods, to wash your hands and surfaces thoroughly, and use both separate cutting boards and utensils. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
The news brief coming up now is sponsored today by Richland Center Pharmacy, or Richland Family Prescription Center, excuse me, and by Right Way Plaza. WRCO.